Vulnerable children are falling through the cracks. Now, that's a finding of the Child Law Project in its latest report, which is an analysis of more than 340 childcare proceedings in the courts around the country since 2021. The report highlights a lack of government policy, planning and strategy relating to child protection and an increased focus by the courts on the lack of appropriate care placements for children. The report also features a survey revealing childcare cases are still being heard alongside other cases in often crowded court lists, despite a legal requirement that they should be heard separately. Dr. Carl Coulter is the Executive Director of the Child Law Project. And Dr. Coulter, you're very welcome to studio. You've had eyes on childcare proceedings now since the foundation of this project, and this specific report is looking across a three-year period. And you're talking about a crisis in the availability of appropriate care placements, a fear of the system collapsing. What's the evidence?
And I mean, I think the word here is appropriate. A lot of children do really well in care. I mean, I would like to say that there are foster carers all over the country who are doing a fantastic job with children. But there seems to be a growing cohort of children with complex needs. And perhaps COVID contributed to that, because there would have been children who were then adolescents out of school, not getting the kind of therapies and support that they want, that they needed at the time. And these are presenting now with quite complex behavioural and mental health issues. They're children that can't really go into foster care because their behaviour is very, very challenging. There really are very, very few appropriate placements for these kind of children. Special care has 26 beds, of which half are closed because the staff can't be got. And other than that, there's things like so-called special emergency arrangements, which are often run by private entities, don't necessarily have the right kind of staff who could be providing support to these children. They're not subject to the kind of inspection that those entities set up by the state might be. And these children, they should be in specially supported units, high support units, which were closed by the state over a decade ago. And this requires input from a number of departments. It's not just TUSLA, in fairness to TUSLA, that needs to pay attention to this. There really should be a government strategy as to how to deal with children who are particularly vulnerable, who need psychological support, need speech and language sometimes.
So, Carl, you're saying they need special support units, high support units for them. They are not there. The children are coming before the courts. What are judges doing?
Well, one judge actually wrote to the department about a year ago, to the Department of Children and to the Taoiseach and to the Ombudsman for Children and to a whole load of people about a particular child who had been sent essentially from pillar to post in terms of unsuitable placements, asking that the government should act on that. They have expressed different levels of frustration and despair. I mean, there is a separation of powers. The courts can't actually themselves do anything. They can't order that such unions be built.
And what do they do when a child comes before them and it is very clear from the evidence in court that they need not a foster placement, that they need a high support placement, which you're saying is not there in the numbers, the beds are not there in the numbers they should be? Where do they send them?
Well, they can't send them anywhere. What they tend to do is that they ask the social work team, and in some instances, HSE, in one instance, even the Department of Education, because the child was out of education for 14 months, and they ask senior officials to come in and explain what they're going to do. And they keep doing this until they get an answer. And eventually a place will probably be found for this child. But then another child who could have an equal level of need will not have a place, and we're in a sense back on the same treadmill.
And your report is also talking about the challenges that are faced by parents in childcare cases, that you have a number of parents who themselves are suffering from disabilities or mental health issues or cognitive disability.
Indeed, and that's one of the things we did an analysis of these cases looking at the parents. And what was kind of alarming was to see the level of disability among the parents, many of whom didn't have support, didn't have advocates to help them understand the system and to help them negotiate the system, which can be quite complex. And of course, once it gets to court, quite legalistic. In other jurisdictions, like the UK, for example, it is a requirement that parents with a cognitive disability should have an advocate. Only a minority of cases did we see such parents with an advocate. The lack of mental health services for adults is clearly having an impact on parents who do have.
And these cases, another point you make, these cases are taking place in often crowded courts with crowded court lists at a time when the law has stated that childcare should be happening in an exclusive childcare setting.
Well, this comes again, and I have to say we're really happy to see the Family Courts Bill, which hopefully will finally be passed next week. It's one of the bills listed, I think, actually for guillotining for Get Through, because that will provide a structure which will really be transformative in relation to childcare law and indeed to private family law as well. Because this really has arisen as a result of not having had a distinct family court for many, many years when it should have been set up years ago.
And you're launching this report later on today. Dr. Carl Coulter, thank you very much for joining us.